classic Lady Gaga right there. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is 6:11 on National Love Your Pet Day.
Really?
Yeah, I just came across that. I wish I'd brought my dog here, Jackson Jones.
It feels like it's some sort of pet day.
Like every day.
Every day of the week, or at least once a week.
And then I feel like a bad pet parent because I don't acknowledge it because there's one every other week.
I don't acknowledge any of the pet days.
I know. I've got a couple of questions to find out if you really nationally love your pet Ziggy, your dog, Walmart okay. Jeff. 47% of people say they cuddle with their dog more than their partner.
No, don't even touch my dog. I honestly don't. If it wasn't for my wife and my daughter, like, the dog would get no attention.
Stop. I definitely cuddle with a dog more. 100%. 53% of people said they would end a relationship if their partner didn't like a dog.
Nah.
You get rid of the dog.
Yeah.
I get rid of the person.
Heartbeat.
I would get rid of the person. And then this, I know you're going to say no. 81% of people use a baby voice when talking to their dog.
Nope. Nope. Not in my house. Can I just say, I like my dog and I'll do things with my dog, but I don't go to the extreme with my dog. So twice in the past week, and it happened yesterday when I got home from work, I noticed on the couch, my dog, for whatever reason, grabbed a K-cup, you know, like the little K-cup coffee cups off the counter?
Yes,
and he ate it. And
I'm that's not good.
I'm like, I wonder if coffee grinds are good for dogs.
No.
And then I went along my merry way.
Was he spazzed out all day?
I have no idea. He sleeps all day.
I love my dog so much I created a podcast around dogs. Okay? It's called Down With Dogs. And in fact, a new one drops this morning. It's a coyote warning. You should really listen to it because there's so many coyote sightings here in Connecticut.
Oh, yeah.
You need to keep your dog safe. But the one before that was 9 Ways Your Dog Shows They Love You. So if you're wondering if your dog loves you, you need to listen to that one. And you know what? Mr. Automotive, my fiance, made an appearance for the first time ever behind the mic with me.
And it was your best podcast.
Ever.
It really was.
It's called Down With Dogs. Check out my podcast right now on National Love Your Pet Day. Head over to kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss957. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 626. Cloudy today. Temperatures in the mid-30s, 25 degrees in Hartford. And it's time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah, and I got some news. If you're newly engaged, maybe it was around the holiday season or
Valentine's.
This past weekend.
Yes.
We've gotten a bunch of calls from people for good news. Saying they were engaged. Well, I have the average cost of weddings, Courtney.
Well, I feel like it depends on where you're going and what you're doing or where you live.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So the average cost of a wedding
is?
In the United States, this is including the engagement ring, but not the honeymoon.
Oh.
$33,900.
That's a lot of money. And that's just average. That's not like, oh, I want to make it special. That's just an average wedding.
That's your average wedding. That's your national
average
wedding as well. And now I have the top 5 states that are the most expensive states to get married.
Okay, go ahead. I know Connecticut's got to be on the list. Go ahead.
Number, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 5 on the list.
Yes.
Connecticut.
No way. I knew it would be up there.
$41,000.
Yeah, that seems right about right. I mean, all the venues are super expensive around here.
Yeah.
And the catering.
Massachusetts, number 4 on the list.
Okay, even more expensive. Wow.
New York, number 3.
I can see that.
Rhode Island, number 2, which was kind of surprising.
I wonder why.
I think a lot of people get married down in Newport, Rhode Island.
Could be it, or traveling, and then you lodging. I don't know.
And the most expensive state to get married in
is?
The trashiest state, if you ask me, New Jersey.
Jersey? Why is it so expensive in Jersey? I think it would be cheap. Oh, you know why?
A lot of hairspray.
Yeah, hair and nails. that hair, nails, and makeup, that adds up.
Gotcha. So those are the most expensive states to get married in.
You know, speaking of engagement, I've got celebrity engagement news. I'm going to drop a bomb on you coming up at 6:40. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It's time for your Hollywood Report brought to you by Big Flex Hybrid Razors. Celebrity engagement news. Your girl, Amanda Bynes. I know how much you love her, Walmart Jeff.
I mean, she's had a rough go the last few years, but.
She's engaged to Mary after dating her boyfriend, Paul, for only a couple of months. When they get married is anybody's guess because Amanda's mother is her conservator, which means Amanda is not allowed to make any life-altering decisions without her mom's approval. Now, if she does get married, then her mom can get the marriage annulled. They meet in treatment last year.
All right.
And her ring is massive. You saw that ring. Walmart looked at her engagement ring and was like, that's not real.
No, it definitely is not real.
You can't tell.
No, you can tell. The guy works at a bait and tackle shop, Courtney.
Yeah, and she's been unemployed, but it doesn't matter.
No, you know,
it could be real or not. It's a beautiful ring, and it is huge.
Yeah, as long as she likes it.
I'm guessing if it were real, it would probably be 7 carats?
Probably.
Something around
at
there?
At least.
That is on our blog if you want to check it out. Prince Harry and his wife Meghan Markle will officially break away from the British royal family coming up in March, March 31st to be exact. That's the day when they get their keys to their office taken away at Buckingham Palace. I swear, they're taking the keys away on that date. Before then, they have to return to the UK. They've got another appearance as the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. They're going to the Invictus Games with John Bon Jovi.
Oh, okay, that's pretty cool.
Seems weird. But anyway, and then they get their keys taken away. And finally, Kelly Clarkson teaming up with Wayfair. I'm loving this. She will be their first official brand ambassador in the U.S. The campaign is titled Home, You Got This.
Nice.
It begins airing this coming Monday. The Kelly Clarkson show will be involved, obviously, because all of her set design will probably be from Wayfair, I'm guessing. Anyway, all of her stuff will be Southern-inspired furniture, including bedroom sets, dining room tables, and really cool bar carts. The collection will officially launch in April. She says she's really excited to team up with shoppers. You can see the very first ad, and I have it. Check it out at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Hey, it's 6:50. That means it's time for good news every weekday morning. We bring you good news at this time. We love starting our day with good news. Hey, if you've got good news, please share it with us. We've had some great calls lately. A lot of people getting engaged. One woman who is clean and sober. Another woman is going to school. Like, share your good news. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's good news to you, we want to hear it. 860-247-9570. I've got good news for Walmart, Jeff.
I want to hear this. What
you know
is
how
it?
Yesterday you said you weren't really that healthy?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're like the least healthy
yeah.
in the room.
I had buffalo chicken dip for lunch yesterday.
That's okay, depending on what you ate it with.
Tostito chips.
Yep, no, that wasn't good.
No.
And if you wash it down with a beer, probably not good either.
No, but it was here's a Coke.
Jeff, good news. According to a new study, playing golf helps you live longer. Researchers found that people who play golf only once a month decrease their risk of premature death by 10%.
Yeah, but that's if you're walking.
You don't walk?
No.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. Swinging, they didn't say walking or not walking. I think you need to amp up your golf game because you will live longer.
The best part about golfing is driving the cart and drinking.
Okay, well, maybe this doesn't apply to you, Walmart Jeff, so much so. But that is my good news. Walmart, what's your good news?
I actually have real good news. I don't know if you saw this, Courtney. Remember the NASCAR driver that got into that horrific crash on Monday night, Ryan Newman?
Yes! Oh, I can't even watch it. I have post-traumatic stress from watching the crash. I wish they'd stop playing it.
So, if you didn't see the crash, basically he hit the wall, did a few flips, and then as he was flipping through the air, another car
hit him again.
At 200 miles per hour hit him again.
Right in the window, the driver's side window.
Scariest thing I've ever seen.
I've got a headache thinking
about
it.
I don't know if you saw this, but good news. No. Ryan Newman actually walked out of the hospital with his two daughters yesterday afternoon.
Oh my God. No way.
Tuesday morning, he was in serious condition, which they didn't really say anything. But as he was leaving the hospital, I was looking at the picture.
Yeah.
I didn't see any sort of cast.
No bruise. No nothing.
No neck braces, nothing.
Whatever they put in these cars need to go in our normal cars. Like, I wouldn't be afraid to drive if I was driving that car.
Yeah. I will say, though, he's had a rough week. Other than the crash, his wife announced on Instagram 7 days ago that they were separating.
So, no. Well, maybe this will bring them together.
Maybe.
Bring them back together. Oh, my gosh.
Maybe it'll be like a redneck Daytona 500 miracle, Courtney.
Walmart Jeff, that is such great news. You actually shared good news, like a miracle. Oh my gosh. Hey, if you've got good news, we'd love to hear it. 860-247-9570. Good morning, Kiss. Who's this?
Hey, this is Lindsay.
Lindsay, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Springfield.
Well, welcome to the show, Lindsay. What's your good news?
I am actually going on my first date in 6 years.
Oh my God. I'm so excited for you. When is this date?
It's going to be Saturday.
Okay, do you know where you're going?
Yeah, he's actually taking me thrifting because I'm looking for some new things to decorate my room with.
Oh my gosh, that's so thoughtful. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm so nervous. I'm extremely nervous.
And do you know what you're going to be wearing? Have you picked out the outfit?
No, I haven't. Like, I haven't even honestly thought about this stuff because I work 3 jobs.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Lindsay, from my experience, less is more.
No, don't. She's going thrifting.
And if you would like me to, you know, tag along on the date, I got nothing going on this weekend.
I'll ask him for his permission.
All right. Yes, do that. And if you need us, we're here. Don't forget. Like, you know, call on us. We'll get you out of it. If it's going south, call us and I'll come get you.
Oh, my God. I'll call you guys for a second date update if I need it.
Okay. And you know what? Have a fabulous time. Make sure you call us on Monday to tell us how the day was.
All right. I definitely will.
Well, thank you for sharing the good news. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Share your good news. 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It is a second date update. Basically, if you go on a first date and you think you made a love connection and you were so excited for a second date, but you didn't hear from that person for a second date, you call us and we get answers.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
So that you're not just wondering why. Well, Bailey in Waterbury is on the line. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning.
Hey, welcome to the show. Welcome to Second Date Update. I hope we can help you.
Me too. I met this really great guy online, and we went on a date, and it was, like, super flirty, and we had really great conversation, and now he won't text me back or answer any of my calls or anything, and I don't know what I did.
Okay. So did you, and you felt a connection, like there was good conversation. Were you also, like, physically attracted to each other, you think?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, these are all good signs.
Wow, I can't figure out why he wouldn't call you back.
Walmart, I
Me
can tell
either.
You, are you being sarcastic?
He's being sarcastic.
No.
Ignore him.
No.
I asked him to be quiet
sounds
today.
Sounds very sweet.
So, Bailey, so everything was pointing towards a great date for you, and you were assuming you would get a call for a second date by now.
Yeah, I really thought it went well, and I have no idea why I haven't heard from him.
All right, well, since you know what Second Date Update is, we're going to call this guy Sam, and you're going to be listening in, Bailey. I'm just going to ask Sam to be honest. I want him to be honest with us. We'll ask him how the date was, and I'll actually ask him why he hasn't called you for a second date. Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with that.
All right, hold on, Sam. She sounds adorable. Maybe she's too peppy for him. You know,
maybe,
like maybe
she
he's just
sounds
too
very
chill.
Nice.
She is peppy.
Some guys like pep.
Yeah, a lot of pep.
A lot of pep.
Extra pep.
Need to keep up with it. Okay, it's ringing.
Hello.
Hi, is Sam there?
This is Sam.
Oh, sorry, that sounded like a recording.
It did, didn't it? Yeah.
Sam, it's Courtney.
And Walmart Jeff.
Morning, Sam, it's Gavin.
And we're calling from Kiss 95.7. You're on the air. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Good.
So listen, Sam, I don't know if you're familiar with our show, but we have a segment called Second Date Update. When somebody goes on a first date and they have a great time, but they don't hear from that date again, they call us and we get answers. And you, my friend, are on Second Date Update.
Okay, who's this about?
Okay, so I'll refresh your memory, and we just asked for you to be honest. You went on a date with a girl named Bailey. She says the date was incredible. You guys had a great connection. You were attracted to each other. Awesome conversation, but you have not returned a text message or even asked her for a second date. She wants to know why.
That was over a year ago.
Wait, what a minute. What was over a year ago?
What?
The date.
The date was a year ago?
Yes.
Okay.
The date was over a year ago, and she texted me before I even got home.
Okay, from the first date, a year ago.
Correct. From the only date, there was not a second date, and it was, like I said, a year ago.
But why didn't you text her back? I mean, I know the date was a year ago, but what was the reasoning for never asking her for a second date? She wants to know that. I mean,
She messaged me before I even got home.
Okay, but
I wasn't even home from the date yet, and she messaged me. And then she messaged me again. It was like 8 times that night. And she hasn't stopped messaging me and calling me and texting me for the past year.
Oh, okay. All right, well, that's a little different.
Like,
if you told me, Sam, she texted you before you got home, sometimes you're just excited. It was a great date, and you text the person before they get home.
That's a nice thing.
Yeah, no. Like stage 5 clinger, this girl is crazy.
Wait, well, why didn't you answer me?
Oh, boy.
The more you text someone and they don't answer, then you just get worried.
It's been a year.
You could have at least replied.
You need to, like, delete my number or something because this is crazy.
Okay.
Why couldn't you? I mean, you could have just been like, I'm not interested or something. Like, I thought maybe you died. Like, I didn't know what happened.
We're Facebook friends. You can see my updates on Facebook. There's no way you thought I was dead.
All right. Here's the thing. All right. So, Sam, if I could just ask you to be just quiet for 2 seconds, I would like to have a talk with Bailey. Is that okay?
Sure.
Bailey.
Yeah.
All right. So, woman to woman, I know I didn't realize that this first date was over a year ago. I feel like at some point you just have to, like, just take a step back. I think that you should probably delete Sam's phone number. You know, I think it's a little excessive. It's been a year and you've been still texting and trying to call him a year. I mean, I don't want to
I wanted to know what happened. Right. Like, he never replied and it went so well. And I thought, like, I don't know. I thought maybe he died. Right. Like, I thought something happened to him. That's why I kept texting him.
All right. Well, listen, Bailey, sometimes people aren't meant to be together. And sometimes you don't need an explanation. His explanation was maybe it was just too much for him. So I think, Bailey, at this point, you need to delete the number and promise me you're not going to try and contact him again, okay? I mean,
okay.
Our meat market is coming up. We have singles events in the works. You will meet somebody that has that kind of passion of connecting all the time. You'll find that, Bailey, but it's not Sam. Is that correct, Sam?
Correct.
Okay, it's not Sam. Bailey, I'm taking you for your word, Bailey, that you're going to just leave it alone now. No more contacting him. You've got your answer, and now you need to leave it alone, okay?
Okay.
I'll check in with you in a couple weeks to make sure you're sticking with that, okay, Bailey?
Okay.
All right. Sam, thank you for being honest, guys. Thanks for being on Second Date Update.